We are joined in the media center by our Top Fuel World Champion, Steve Torrence, who has gone to his eighth consecutive final round en route to victory here at the New England Nationals. Seventh win, or looking for the win for the seventh time this season. Second win here at Epping, and you are the defending race winner, so that makes back-to-back 34th career Top Fuel win, tying Corey Mack for eighth all-time. That is a huge deal. En route to victory, you beat Austin Prock, our marquee matchup, Terry McMillan, Richie Crampton, and in the final round, Scott Palmer, a Capco-affiliated team. Steve, take us through your race day and route to victory.
You know, it was first round was a pretty big matchup. I mean, Austin's a good lever, and Mike Green over there and that whole team, they definitely are coming around. I mean, the car has not been that consistent, but it's getting better. So I knew that with conditions changing and going into first round this morning, I mean, you could see some really good numbers, and I was kind of worried about what they might do. But I knew I needed to go up there and be on my game and leave with him or on time, and I felt like I could. So we just went up there, and it was pretty surprising to me to go 75 right out the box. But Richard Hogan, I mean, the guy just – he's the man.
This year you've won from qualifying positions first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and ninth. That's insanity.
That's a lot of different spots. You know, honestly, I prefer not to be one. I kind of like to be in that 3-4 area. I feel like that's a good spot in the ladder. But ultimately on race day, I mean, any of them is 1 through 16 is a good spot to be in. It's when you're not in that field that it's bad. So, and honestly, if you're 16 – you win first round, it's no different than being number one. So you just kind of take it as the punches come. But you guys keep up with a lot more stats than I do. We just try to go one round at a time. I already hear the train horn coming.
You love that train horn. Everybody knows it. Let's open it up to questions from members of the media for Steve Torrence.
Yeah, I mean, how big a deal is it for you to see Scott do what he's doing? I know that team kind of struggled at the beginning of the year. I assume, you know, it feels good for you to see them start to come around the way that they are now.
It really does. And I think that Alan Reinhart said it best. I really, really want Scott Palmer to win a race. I mean, I do. But just I don't want to – we want to win them all too. But that was a great final round. I mean, that's like racing, you know, Dom or my dad, Scott. I mean, we're collectively a little group over there that are kind of out on the island by ourselves. But that's a really good group of guys. It's really distracting with that train horn.
Who owns that horn, by the way?
I own that horn, but I'm gonna lose the battle with getting rid of it. Just pretty cool to. You know, I said it in my interview down there at the end of the track. I've known Scott Palmer since I was 15 years old. I met him in Houston, Texas at the racetrack, riding my bicycle around one night, you know, and they're hanging out in the alcohol pits. And so we've been buddies for 25 years, it seems like, you know, not that long, 21 years, but still just to see the progression that he's made, that we've made, and we're here at this point together. And he's had two final rounds, and I've been privileged enough to be in them with him. So it's pretty neat and really special for us.
Yeah, for you now, it's two in a row up here. You know, coming up to this track, and actually, it seems like everywhere you go, you expect to win. But when you come up here, you just come in expecting to win, and you know what you got here.
I think that without being cocky and just being confident, you carry the mindset of just you want to go everywhere and win, and with doing that, you don't treat anywhere any differently. This place is a fun place to come to. It's really pretty around here. We kind of base our likes and dislikes of the racetracks by what you can do around the racetrack, because we race on all of them. They're all black and straight and 1,000 foot long, so some of them have some bumps, but some of them don't. We enjoy coming up here. I mean, this is a pretty neat part of the country, and I know what some of the northerners feel like when I talk to them, because I can't understand a lot of people up here at all. I don't have a clue what they said. Somebody said something about a king, and I thought they said K, Mama K, and we had a whole confused discussion.
I assume it's also cool coming up here because this track is so important to Bobby and Dom. I mean, you know, you hear Bobby talking about this is an emotional place for them. I mean, so I assume because of your guys' relationship, this is also cool racing here.
It is, and so you know, I don't have a lot of history up here in this area. I mean, we go to Texas, and that's where I grew up. And to talk to those guys, and then and I heard Dom doing the track walk this morning and talking about getting his license here and some of the things that he had experienced here, and I didn't know those. I mean, it was pretty neat to hear that. And just they have all their family up here. They got the chain gang, they call it, of some of Bobby Senior's buddies that were all out here hanging out. And it's really different from me. I don't have a real big family. I got a pretty small, tight-knit group, and it's just me and my mom and dad, basically. And now Nat's part of my family. And Bob, he's got cousins and aunts and uncles and friends that they call cousins and aunts and uncles that aren't really family, but they are. And they all come to the racetrack, and they all talk like Steve Arita, and you don't know what they're talking about. But it's really pretty neat, and those guys, they're genuinely good people, you know, and just all these guys have ever done is drag race. They live and breathe drag racing. I mean, they had the ramp truck. They've sacrificed everything. When both of them started working for us, they didn't own a vehicle. Dom bought one off Craigslist so he could come to Indy. The first time he had driven the hauler, the race truck, like the 18-wheeler, drove it to the shop. And I'm like, what are you doing in that? He goes, that's all the car we got. I mean, those guys, they just, it's such different than anything that I've ever been or part of or used to. And now Bob drives a minivan with no seats in it so he can haul race car parts. So, I mean, it's we got a special group of guys over there.
Absolutely. Now, what's going on with the SBs and the Best Driver nomination? And everybody's voting, and NHRA is asking fans to vote, and they're voting. And, you know, what does that mean to you? You've put up the performance to get nominated, but to see many in the sport, you know, not all, of course, but many in the sport, your peers, other drivers, Eddie Krawick, people that don't drive cars, you know, rallying around this, regardless of what the outcome is, how does that feel?
It's really humbling. Because we've been out here and I've gotten to know a lot of these people, but to see the support that they have poured into it, it's pretty humbling. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know what an SB was until I got nominated. I was like, I better figure out what that is. But to be a part of that group is really elite. And then to represent drag racing and all of the fans and our competitors to fall in and really support us, some that I didn't even think would have jumped on the bandwagon, and that's really special. I've been pretty impressed with how many people have shown their support, and even if they're not Steve Torrence fans, they really get it. I mean, at the end of the day, this is not so much about me, but about the sport of drag racing and being able to get some recognition for it that I think that we've missed the boat on. And so if John Forsetten got it, and I mean, that guy's won more championships than anybody, it may be a long shot, but I know a lot of people are in the background doing a lot of work and really trying to push us to the front. Natalie, my girlfriend, she's worked really, really hard. All the guys at Torrence Racing and everybody at NHRA, they've really rallied behind this cause and pushed it. I mean, even you, Joe, thank you. I appreciate that. And it's been special. And you know, pretty humbling to see. I didn't know how it would go, but it's went pretty good.
Well, you certainly deserve it. And seasons like the past couple you have put together are what define so many people. You know, Bobby Ligon is a Yankee fan. There are people that, you know, oh man, they win too much. You're becoming that guy for a lot of people, but certainly getting recognized. Congratulations on your win back-to-back here in New England, 34th career victory in the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you very much.